Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Shit Show.
Welcome to the world of the media.
Kia ora everyone, Luce here. It has been a hot minute since I've been in your ears, and to be honest, I really miss it. I really, really miss the podcast. I love doing it, I love talking to you guys, and I like making sense of the world through this random little microphone and with Ruby and Liv. Unfortunately, we can't do that at this point in time. Fingers crossed that we will be able to again very soon. But I've decided that, fuck it, I'm just gonna re-upload some of my favorite conversations because our audience has grown a lot since we started the podcast and I want you all to be able to hear them. And to be honest, it just makes me feel like I'm doing the podcast again, which I really, really, really fucking hope I am soon. But this is just, you know, current Lucy here to tell you that I love you all. Thank you for listening. And yes, I'm going to be re-sharing some of my favorite conversations or episodes. So definitely, definitely listen to them, re-listen to them if you have already heard them, because, you know, that's mean for the ratings. And subscribe if you haven't already. Leave us a bit of a review or a rating, and I will see you, or you will hear me, hopefully pretty soon. Love you. Bye for now. Okay, everybody, just to set the scene for you right now, I'm sitting in my bedroom. It's like a rainy Sunday and I am on FaceTime or Zoom to Liam Sharma. So you guys might know Liam, even if you think that you don't. You probably do, because he wrote the piece that went absolutely fucking viral this week or last week, called White Mercedes-Benz Visco Filters and Cooked Concerts. We need to talk about Arbon. So after I got sent this piece by like a million of you guys, I read it and thought, holy shit, how am I not across this whole fucking Arbon saga? And then naturally, when I started digging into it, I became fully obsessed, much like Liam did when he decided he had to write about it. And then I thought, right, this has to be a podcast episode, and who better to get on than our resident expert on all things Arbon, Liam Sharma. Thank you for being here with me, Liam.
Stop. I'm so excited. I was also one of the people that sent it to you, so I'm so glad that all the stars have
it's been blossomed.
And I also sent you that, I'm going to say this wrong, but like the meme account, or is it meme? Who knows?
Oh my God, it's meme. It's definitely meme. Oh my God, I'll take that to my grave that it's meme. Liam.
Okay, so did you see it's called like Arbon Fizz Sticks memes? And I see you all of them. And just quickly, like whoever has made that Instagram page, can someone just let me know so I can like send you something? You know what I mean? Like, it's so
reach out
funny.
To Siska, or Liam is the editor of Source Magazine, one of them. So reach out to Source with a whole lot of underscores in their username on Instagram, and we'll try and get you something. Not that I actually have anything to offer, but maybe Liam does.
Yes. I wanted to say one thing quickly. Okay. I saw that you posted that photo of Zayn and Gigi, and I just, okay, firstly, I'm obsessed with them, both of them. Okay. Like the whole
I thought
thing.
I was about to get hated on then, like the comment section.
No, but this is going to be, so yeah, I saw that you posted that photo, and then naturally, as you do, I scrolled down to some of the comments, and I was a little bit, you know, disappointed that some people relayed their thoughts to you in the way that they did.
And this is just people definitely like chose that photo of all the controversial stuff I post, they chose that one to really lay it to me, didn't they?
Yeah, and it's weird because number one, fuck them. And number two, also just like, I can't believe that someone would have the audacity to feel like they could control what you post on your page. And apart from obviously they should just unfollow you, they should probably just also get off the internet. And so just like a quick one, keep doing whatever the fuck you want to do, Luce, because you're doing such a good job of it.
Well, the only reason that those mean comments get so many likes or like they've come to the top of the relevant comments is because all our other beautiful followers are commenting back at them saying like, hey guys, like if you don't like this, just unfollow or step aside. And sometimes I do have fun clapping back as well. Right. So Liam, the thing that I do really want to chat to you about aside from Zayn and Gigi is Arbon. And I think that we need to start at the very basic level. What the fuck is Arbon and why is everyone talking about it?
Everyone is talking about, like, what did you do in isolation? Like, you know, did you have your lemon honey and ginger tea? Or, you know, have you been doing, like, the yoga splits every morning for 10 minutes? I don't know. I was researching about Arbon. Like, I really was. I was just going in this huge MLM hole. So MLM, multi-level marketing company. Multi-level marketing company is a company that has an omni-channel approach to selling its services or products. So obviously in Arbon's case, it's product-based. And when it's an omni-channel, so they'll choose different platforms to distribute their goods and create revenue. So you can have online store, which Arbon does, and then, you know, you can have a traditional retail store, which a lot of New Zealand brands do. And then obviously with Arbon, you can have that third one, which is independent consultants. I figured out that there was 174,000 independent consultants in 2018. So that is when people are hired. I'm doing the, what am I doing? Like the
Ear quotes.
Bunny sign. Yeah, the
ear quotes or little bunny signs, as Liam calls it.
Yeah, the bunny signs? Yeah. So yeah, they're hired as independent consultants to represent the brand and sell the product. And Arbon, there is many different ways that Arbon's going to get their cash back, but that is what an MLM is. So they have multi-channels to create money.
So Liam, I want you to give us a bit of a rundown on how it actually works, because there's a lot of confusion in my mind about kind of the structure of an MLM and, like, you know, certain things or shapes that it might resemble, landmarks in Egypt.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Okay, you're amazing. Yeah, so Arbon is, as I was saying before, it's an MLM company. Difference between an MLM company and a pyramid scheme is that a pyramid scheme, there is no demand for the product. So a pyramid scheme is basically like, it's in the shape of a pyramid. The people at the top make all the money. The people at the bottom don't. How people make money in pyramid schemes is by recruiting other people. And pyramid schemes are illegal. And so they make money because they recruit people who recruit three more people, so on, so on. There's 100,000 people in the pyramid scheme. And then you're just making money off people, recruiting people, off their sales. And it's when the demand for the product is less than what you're making from other people.
So you're making more money from the people that you're recruiting than you are from the product in a pyramid scheme.
And that is the majority of the company. Pyramid schemes, no, illegal, and people have gotten in hot water in the past for them. Anyway, so yeah, so Arbon is a beauty and lifestyle-based MLM company. So they sell over 400 products at any given time, I'm led to believe. A lot of their money comes from the health section. So think protein, think all the skincare. I have quite a few of my friends who really rate the skincare products, which I find quite interesting. And that is why I've always said that Arbon is an MLM company, because they have demand for their product. I know that they have a scrub that's like absolutely amazing. And
but expensive products, right? Like that.
Yeah. But then once you start getting into the skincare industry, and I guess this is just like a whole separate thing, is it's like there's brands out there like Drunk Elephant, right? Which is like $150 a serum, give or take, you know. Arbon is on the higher end. $85 for a serum, I was figuring it out to be. Anyway, so there's five levels: independent consultants, district managers, area managers, regional vice presidents, national vice presidents. And the table that I put down obviously is in a square, but it can get formed into another shape. So there's five levels and you work your way up the square by recruiting more people and selling more product. What they do is Arbonne, you get independent consultants in, and these independent consultants will buy inventory and then they'll try sell it on to their friends and their family. And then they'll also recruit people to be other independent consultants. 174,000 independent consultants. Of those, only 17% received any money from Arbonne in 2018. This is when we start to really get into it, right? So there's a couple of ways that you can be an independent consultant. What I really like about Arbonne is that you don't have to buy any product from them to be an independent consultant. So a lot of other MLM companies, they will get you to buy product from the beginning, because that makes sense to me. How can you sell something properly if you can't touch it, trial it, like create marketing for it if you don't have it in your house? But Arbonne doesn't make you. And there is a little bit of debate on the internet at the moment whether it's like all you have to do is pay a one-off fee that you get your website. Have you seen that?
I've seen the $49 US, and then I've seen that people are highly encouraged to purchase like their starter kit, which is like obviously a whole fuckload of products that ends up being anywhere from like, I don't know, $500 to $1,000 or whatever.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right, Luz. You are highly encouraged to purchase your starter kit. But I also understand why you would want to do that, because you know, you need samples to host these parties. Like, you can't just invite girls and boys around and be like, I'm an Arbonne independent consultant, but I don't have any of the product.
And I've never tried any of them. So, yeah.
So it makes sense to me.
It makes sense. If you're going to go gung-ho with your new business venture, then you should probably buy the products. And at that point, when you're buying those products, you probably don't realize that, shit, maybe I'm actually not going to make this money back. You definitely think at the start you're going to make the money back, right? So you spend the money.
Yeah, so there's two types of independent consultants. There is an active independent consultant, and then there is a non-active independent consultant. So how you are actually an active independent consultant is based on your QV, which is your qualifying volume. Have you seen bits about qualifying volume before?
No, I saw all the acronyms and I got scared. So
why is there so many acronyms?
No, WTF, IDK.
Basically, your QV, which isn't public knowledge, so I don't actually know, is it's a percentage of the sales that you make through your website. So that's how you can also be an independent consultant without ever touching a product, without ever, you know, without ever being part of Arbonne. You can still be an independent consultant because you pay that $49 fee. And then they make you your own, and I'm doing those bunny ears again, your own website. So what this website is not your own website. And I need to be really clear about that. It's kind of like, you know, one Arbonne is a huge website and you're just a tiny little pixel of their website where they say it's yours because your name will be in the URL and you can put that URL, which people who are listening to this will have interest in Arbonne, I believe. And they will all know that when you go onto these active, on these any of these consultants pages, they've got their URL for their Arbonne website in their bio. And it will be like, I'm just making this up, www.arbonne/Annabelle. I know that's not right, but it is in some sort of way correct. And then what happens is your customers that you get on board as an independent consultant, quite often it's your friends and your family, is you get them to buy products from your website and you get a 35% commission. And that's what Arbonne considers their wholesale price. So that's the first way you make money as an independent consultant, is through your website and through selling products. The other way that you make money, and this is where it gets really gray, and I don't know how much money you make per person, but you recruit people. Me and you, when we've posted our stories, our Instagram posts, our articles, I know that you would have received thousands of messages from people who have been...
Thousands. I couldn't even touch my message requests for days after I posted about that because it was slammed. Everyone has a story about Arbonne.
You know, I'm sure that you did read some of them, and then there would have been a lot of people saying that, you know, they have been reached out, especially over the last few weeks. Anyway, so this is the perfect time for people to join Arbonne. Okay, so what happens is, to move up the ranks, you have to, as I said, get a QV. Your QV is 250 QV, and you get that through, from what I'm led to believe, the sale of products that you make through your personalized website. And once you have 250 QV, you are considered an active independent consultant. And when you're an active independent consultant, you're allowed to make money from Arbonne. If you don't get 250 QV, you make $0 regardless. So say you make 249 QV, you're still at zero. You're at $0. You're considered a non-active independent consultant. 17% of independent consultants are active.
So are you saying that of the 180,000 odd consultants that were in 2018, see, only 17% of them are active consultants because only 17% of them have made the 250 QV needed?
Per month.
Per month?
Yeah.
So what happens if the next month they don't?
So to further what you've just said, what actually means is that 83% of independent consultants aren't making a single fucking dime.
Oh my God.
And that's the crux of the company.
But okay, so yeah, that makes sense because then the company is making all this money, say all these 249 QV point people are making this money for the company and getting nothing back. And then the company's making money and that's how it's become a $500 million or $600 million company that it is today.
Yeah, we could infer that, but we can't, we don't fully know to the whole thing of how it is. Yeah, what I will say on that is, yeah, basically, like, there is a lot of people out there who are independent consultants not making any money. But do you know what the benefit of being an independent consultant is? That they're independent consultants, but they don't try recruit people or sell people any product. They just do it because they get a discount from Arbonne. Because I was saying,
that's kind of cheating the system, a system that's trying to cheat them. So I kind of say good on you.
One thing I did forget to say when we were talking about these percentages is that I figured out it was 0.4, and I want to make this really clear, 0.4% of independent consultants, that's all of them, are making this dream life money, which is the Mercedes-Benz, the $22,000 a month cash.
Because it's not mathematically possible that everyone can be on even the top two levels. It's like, and because the more you're recruiting under you, the more saturated the market gets, the less money you're going to make. Because if a whole friend group gets their own website, which we know isn't true, there's just no one left to sell to. You're not going to move up. It just mathematically doesn't make sense. And I'm not even a maths whiz. I'm not even close to a maths whiz, but even I know. Tell the listeners about the levels.
So, as I said, there is five levels, but there's actually only four that you can go up, which I listed before, so I don't need to do it again. Mm-hmm. Because everyone, no matter what stage you're at, you're an independent consultant. Even if you're a national vice president, which is at the top, they're still independent consultants. They still, to my knowledge, have to meet their QV each month. I want to know, like, number one, how you go from being a district manager to an area manager. Like, what does that entail? I started getting DMs from people who were kind of like, oh, I invested a lot of money at the start so I could move up quickly. Have you heard about this?
Ainsley kind of talked about this in her article. I think people having to get a monthly spend and they end up making up the monthly spend by spending their own money on Arbonne products to try and move up the ranks.
And the other thing, which is quite similar, because I interviewed this really lovely girl, obviously all anonymous. Anyway, so she was saying that you want the girls that you've recruited below you to do well, because then you do well. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So what you would incentivize them to do, which is in my article, and she spoke about it, is like they had all these targets, and her upline, downline, and I'll explain that in a bit, her upline told her, well, maybe she should just invest a little bit of money to making her target.
And I'm using air quotes here when I say investing a little bit of money, which just essentially means spending your own money on products to make it look like you're
correct. And she was making $30 a week, but then she also disclosed that she was actually spending more money on the products herself than what she was making.
And that's one of the things with Arbonne, is these people that are targeted to become independent consultants are often young mothers, or, yeah, like you said before, people that have lost their jobs because of COVID.
I feel like Arbonne targets communities, and that's a really wide word, because there's lots of communities that it can get its sticky fingers in. So churches, military wives, communities where it's a lot of people together for a variety of different reasons, such as religion. And, you know, they all trust each other.
The whole Tupperware party thing started when housewives wanted something to do, and a community, they got sold this idea of like building your community by Tupperware parties. And, you know, while your husband's out at work, you can actually have your own thing going. And there's this cool network of women that are also doing it. It's just like that, but with fizz sticks and young girls on Instagram, or young mums, or
like, let's just basically talk about social media for a second. There wasn't the social media aspect of it, and what social media has done has reached a way where people can connect to people so efficiently. So your upline is all the people that are ahead of you. So your direct upline is the girl that got you into Arbonne. She's your upline, and then her upline is the girl that got her into Arbonne, so on, so on, so on. Downline is who you get into Arbonne, and it starts to create teams. So your downline, you get one person, and then they get their best friend. You're their upline, they're your downline. And it's not like, and this is one thing that I really had a problem with, it's not like you're the boss of them, or you're a CEO, which is a main selling point to these people, that you become the CEO of your own company for $49 because you get a website. Fuck that.
You get a landing page.
You get a landing page on Arbonne's website. And as I was saying, like, you can't make it baby pink with unicorns if that's your thing or whatever. There's rules. They tell you what to do. This is a very strategical, well thought out company.
Why do people sign up? Like, we're talking about all this shit about how you're not going to make any money. You're going to have to try and recruit your friends and family, and that might end up in you alienating them. Like, what is this dream that they're being sold? What is the Arbonne dream?
Number one is, as I said, my biggest pet peeve of it all is the be your own CEO, because it's really deranged thinking, because it's like, as I said, $49 for your own website and you're in charge, but no, they're still in charge. So that's the first thing. It's for girls who, they might not know what they want to do. They're fresh out of school. They're 18, because you have to be 18, I believe, to be into Arbonne. Like, you can't be any younger. And they're like, do I want to go to Victoria Uni or whatever, you know? And then they're like, no, I'm just going to do this. And also, it's beauty based, and they sell scrunchies even, you know, and fizz sticks, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's the dream. You're selling something that you kind of use all the time. And then there's a plethora of content crap on the internet, on Instagram specifically, from other independent consultants just selling you this dream, and people fall for it repeatedly. Like, can we talk about the filters?
Yeah, okay. I really wanted to talk about the filters, because every Arbonne consultant that I have stalked has got that filter that kind that makes your skin orange and your teeth really white and the blues really blue. Yeah, they're all branded. They are branded, whether that's in some weird contract or just in the team meetings that you pay for.
So it's really interesting. That's such a good point. So what I think is Arbonne has got someone to create a preset, and it's part of a toolkit. So when you start, you would get sent a lot of documents. And what I'm led to believe is that every month or even every week, Arbonne would send you an email. Maybe it's in a Dropbox link. Let's just hypothesize. It's in a Dropbox link, and they've got like templates for you to fill in. It's all branded, like to help you become a social media guru.
And interestingly, a lot of the messages I was receiving from people that had been Arbonne consultants and got out of it said that they were just being absolutely bombed with, watch this, do this, like this can make your business better. Like they were being overwhelmed with these toolkits or these things that were meant to help them that they in the end were just like, I actually don't have 12 hours each day to watch this video about how I can do this, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. That just got too much.
One of the main underlying messages that I had heard from other girls was that just no bullshit, no negativity, block people that say anything bad. Don't let anyone on your page commenting, like delete everything, block, you know, no negativity can be around the brand. We can't be associated with that sort of stuff. So yeah, they do have strict kind of like guidelines. So I reached out to, as I said in my article, I would have reached out to 30 independent consultants in New Zealand. I had a couple of people on the line, and then overnight something happened. All the people that I was going to interview, so, and I found out that an upline had sent out a message to her downline, if you will, about me, and said not to talk to me because I was intending what I ended up writing. And then 30 independent consultants, they all told me to get jammed. So I started to reach out to people in America.
Yeah.
And America, they just do it better. Do you get what I mean? Like they just, oh yeah, it will be like this Kiwi thing where, you know, tall poppy syndrome, it just doesn't exist. Yeah.
Oh, Kiwis. That's actually so interesting, because I got one message. Most of the messages I got on Instagram were from Kiwis, but the one that I actually read that was from an American was a voice message. So I clicked it and it was like, hey guys, like I see you're asking about Arbonne. I'm a consultant and I think it would really work with your brand. I'm happy to sit down with you. And like the one person that was from America that I read was trying to fucking pitch it to me. I was like, no thanks. We should probably tell everyone when we talk about Kimberly what we mean about the Kimberly situation.
Kimberly has stage 4 cervical cancer. And I mean, number one, fuck, you know, like this is like, that's awful. Like beyond words can't articulate like how much she would be going through. She's also a mother, you know what I mean? And
I'm going to read it out because I think like, so her name is Miss_Valetti on Instagram. She has a highlight all about this. So I'm going to read out the message that she got sent. Hey, babe, so sorry to hear about your battle with cancer. Seeing as you might be dying soon, I think it's a really good idea to get involved with Arbonne, as it's such a good income and you don't want to leave your son with nothing, right? ? That would be so selfish. The money you can make from it will be enough for him to go through school and Arbonne, look after your family after you die. I think you have a lot of followers that will buy our amazing products off you because they know you are dying, so they feel sorry for you. So it's a really good marketing platform. Let me know your thoughts and when we can get this journey started. I have never read that out loud. I've read it in my head. Reading it out loud makes it 100 times more fucked up than reading it in my head.
I guess I just sit on the field of repulse. It's just kind of just so disrespectful beyond measure. There is so many other ways that you, that person, that messenger could have gone about it.
I sit on the side of the fence where like you just shouldn't have gone about it. There's no way to pitch something like that to someone that's obviously already struggling with something as tough as cancer. Do you really think they're going to have the mental, the physical, any capacity to start # being their own boss?
How deranged can this person be? And there has been lots of other messages, not as bad as this, but lots of other messages of similar capacity where it's like, I had a good one the other day. Someone sent me a message being like, hey babe, saw your business just went under, like you should join Arbonne. Great way for you to start making money again. It's like, oh my God, if you want to just chuck a dagger at me, can you just like chuck a dagger at me, but then also like not talk about Arbon? Like, fuck you.
Oh, no. So yeah. With Kim, she's made an Insta story highlight all about this, and she reached out to Arbon, and she tried to get a response from Arbon. She kind of gave them the opportunity to apologize and to figure this out with her. She said she didn't want to talk to the media. She was willing to have a phone call with them. What did happen was that she received a recording of a voice message of someone's manager or someone's upline or team manager, and she was a Kiwi, basically saying that this person, Kim, was scamming Arbon. They made this up. They're using it for clout. Basically just kicking someone while they're down. I don't know how anyone... That's one consultant. For the most part, they come at you with really nice messages, caressing your ego, wanting you to become a consultant. For Kim, it wasn't the case, but I think it's important to talk about that because...
That's just fucked. And it's just like the grey area. Because in Arbon's defense, it would be impossible managing the comms of 174,000 people who are incentivized to message over 30 people a month. Quick math, that's millions of comms.
And yeah, guys, that's why if one of your friends has signed up or someone you know has signed up, or maybe you have, I don't know, had a long lost uni friend message you, that's why they are messaging you and alienating essentially everyone in their friends list, because that then they have to follow up and then everyone's like, okay, well, I'm going to block you or mute you. Or, yeah. And it's really sad because these are just people as well, and this is them trying to start their business, but
it's gotten to a point where it's not hustling. It's actually just like a bit sad.
It's just a bit greasy and like sleazy, yeah. And just like some truth needs to be spread about it before it gets any further out of hand. I think messaging someone with stage 4 cancer and trying to pitch your product is where you need to actually start kind of calling these people out. Okay, I've got a couple more things that I do want to cover with you, Liam. One of them is the white Mercedes. I'm assuming that just like everything else with Arbon, it's not quite true.
So to get a white Mercedes, you've got to be at the top two levels, regional vice president and national vice president. Once you get to this regional vice president level, Arbon will send you a check in the mail, if you will, or deposit it in your account, however you're doing your payments with them. And that money will be a certain amount, and it will go, it depends on you hitting your targets. So if you don't hit your target, you don't get the money in the mail. You don't get a check in your account, whatever. Before you get the Mercedes, you have to sign the lease to it. So you sign the lease under your own name. So it's your car, but you've got to put Arbon's sticker on it. Anyway, so yeah, so every month you have to keep hitting your sales targets to keep getting this check. Let's say it's $800, whatever. If you don't get this, if you don't hit your sales target that month, you're not going to get that money, which means that you're paying for your own car.
Basically, with the car, you get money towards renting or leasing your own Mercedes-Benz in your own name. Mm-hmm. And then you have a Benz bash where Arbon gets to present you the car that you have leased under your name, and you've probably driven to the party and handed over the keys for Arbon to present it to you. Okay, so one of the last things that I want to touch on is, and this is something that I find quite jarring, the fact that for not all Arbon consultants, but a lot of them sell these kind of health and wellness products from the standpoint that they are a health expert or that they have some sort of training in this, which they just don't. Mm-hmm. Like they have, what is it? It's a 30-day diet, or well, they don't call it a diet and they don't call it a detox, but essentially it's a 30-day detox thing.
Detox. Totally. They make so much money on these 30-day detoxes.
And
like,
it's just so bad, and so it can be really harmful if you're targeting this at someone who either is already susceptible to, you know, being triggered with their eating or dieting with things like this, not only mentally, or someone that has even an allergy to something in the detox and you're not a health expert, so you right. don't know. Maybe it was through your article or one of the rabbit holes I went down. A consultant had said that she can't be sure, but after doing this 30-day detox, some people that were on it with her fell pregnant, and they'd been trying to for years. And then when they did this detox, they got pregnant. And I thought, how fucking irresponsible is that?
To bring in like fertility stuff is just next level. But what I will say about that is, from my knowledge, and there's two bits of this. From my knowledge, Arbonne has been very clear with people about doing that, and that's a huge no-no for the company. It's mm-hmm. a huge do not do this. Mm-hmm. But as we were talking about before, how can you regulate the comms from that many people? And when people get desperate to sell product, desperate to move up, you draw outside the lines. You know, you hustle, and yeah. Yeah, with people hustling to a point of it being really detrimental. I feel like Arbonne is starting to tighten up their regulations with, you know, girls just going crazy on Instagram being like, my life is fixed, my life has changed, I'm motivated, I'm a CEO. They have to start putting disclaimers, because there is no room for people to be bullshit on this internet. Yeah. You know, like,
there's not even that much room anymore for people to be influencing people in a harmful way, or almost in any way. I feel like people are becoming so critical in their thinking. Like, you know what goes on, that they're being paid to sell you this thing. I just feel like there's not that much room for influencing like this. I do think that for us to work any of this out fully, one of us, or we have to employ someone to go in and become an Arbonne.
We do.
And Arbonne, if you're listening, we're not actually going to do this.
No, I do, because there's just so many loopholes that I haven't even gone into.
Guys, also for anyone that's listening, go and read Liam's article. Go and read the article that Shit You Should Care About posted. And please come and talk to both Source, which we talked about earlier. The Instagram name has a whole lot of underscores at the end. And Shit You Should Care about any of your Arbonne experiences or just any of this shit that we've talked about, because honestly, it's so interesting to both of us. Okay, Liam, I feel like we have kind of talked around in circles about everything, or maybe not even everything that we needed to talk about, but that's just fucking Arbonne, because we're never going to get to the bottom of anything, let alone everything. So I feel like we need to wrap this up, otherwise we are going to be spewing about Arbonne for hours.
I could not agree with you more. You're so good at this, Luz, but it's just, you really are, like, it's insane. This is a huge mindfuck.
Talking to you, who is actually, I know you're not an expert on it, but as expert as I'm going to get, has been enlightening, darl.
I just want everyone to know, like, in my personal opinion, you know, just keep your wits about you. And if something sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably fucking is. And if you want to get a white Mercedes, just, you know, get a white Mercedes. You don't need a logo on it.
And with that, we will finish episode 6 of The Shit Show. Thanks for listening, everyone.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.